Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big shout out to Henry Toa Toa, linebacker number 39, that is absolutely doing work on the turf, leading the Texans in tackles with 38, and one of two, given the style of defense they've been playing lately, but one of two linebackers that are absolutely wrecking shop out there. Henry, thanks for joining us, brother.
Appreciate you guys, man.
Absolutely. Hey, one thing that I think. Obviously, your play is off the charts, but one thing that I want to jump to first is you remade your body, you changed some things in the offseason, and now they seem to be playing out and coming to fruition and allowing you to play at a different level, man. Take us through that part of your season where you got yourself right, changed some things, and boom, now it's paying off.
Oh, man, I think that's just a good testament to, like, my strength coach back at home, Coach Wine, and my dad. You know, we done worked a whole lot, you know, starting in January when we first got our last game for Baltimore. So, you know, we got to work right when we got done playing. And the biggest part was just, man, just trying to get lean. Came over here trying to start eating right, taking, you know, my vitamins and good stuff like that, trying to be a real pro. But, you know, they did a great job here. You know, the dietitians and the training staff done helped me a lot. So it was a long process, but it's still a working shop. You know, I'm still grinding, trying to keep my body in tip-top shape right now.
Hey, Henry, take us behind the toe-toe family curtain right there, man. What specifically did Dad tell you? Did he say, "Hey, man, look here, you got to get this in check. We got to be a little quicker. We got to be a little." What did Pops tell you, man?
Yeah, man, he was just telling me, like, I need to be more lighter on my feet. I need to be able to cover a lot better than I did last year. You know, my dad's a real, real knowledgeable man when it comes to football, and I trust everything that he says. You know, he's gotten me to the point where I'm at now, so I believe his eye. Him and my mom, you know, they do a great job of critiquing me and everything that I do. But yeah, man, it was just like, man, you look slow. You don't look like the handle we all love and know out there on that football field. And you know, we took that to heart and just went to work this offseason.
Yeah, Henry, how much of the way you're using this defense and the way that y'all are playing defense, personnel-wise, schematic-wise, how much does that speak to your strengths and your sensibilities, and how much has that helped you as well on top of the things that you adjusted in the offseason?
Man, I mean, honestly, guys, I think the good thing is, man, our coaches are really so good at relaying a message on how they want things done. You know, our linebacker coach, Billy Davis, and Coach DeMico, you guys all know Coach DeMico, they do a really, really good job of putting not only me, but everybody on this defense and on this team in a position to succeed and what we're really, really well at. So, you know, the coaches do a really good job, and, you know, a lot of hats off to them because they know what they're doing up there.
Talk us through, obviously, the linebackers, you and Aziz. I mean, it's obvious watching y'all play that there's obviously some really, really good instincts. But there's obviously some really, really long hours studying your opponent, because y'all's trigger, both of you guys, how quickly you trigger downhill on runs and how you attack pressures and things of that nature is like really, really impressive. Talk to us a little bit about the preparation that goes on, as well as playing next to Aziz and how that communication works.
Man, I think it all goes back to, like, just playing complimentary football. You know, that was one of our goals last week. But it's just knowing that the man next to you is going to do his job, and, you know, he's at home studying this film. You know, he's taking the game as serious as you are. But it all just comes back to that, man. Just believing the guy next to you that he's going to do his job, that he knows what play is coming, and ultimately communicating about what's about to come. So we got a lot of guys on defense that love this game, that do a really, really good job of studying the film, and that makes us play faster. So not only just me and Aziz, but, you know, everybody on this defense does a really, really good job.
Henry, speaking of that, I want you to take us back to right after the fumble, right after the fumble from Stroud, and then you guys, obviously that's a fumble in your own territory, close to basically in your own red zone. Y'all give up only the field goal, like that. I know there was a lot of attention to the field goal that won the game, 59-yarder. Of course, the quarterback play, how well they play, how well they don't play, either way is a big talking point. But I felt like you guys standing there or holding up and not giving up a touchdown and only being able to or having to give up a field goal in that moment was part of what won the game. Can you take me to moments like that and what those moments are like for you and for you guys as a defense, as competitors?
Yeah, man. It goes back to my days at Alabama. The offensive job is to score points, and the defensive job is to not let them score points. So we all just had that mindset, you know, that sudden change. Like anytime we get to stand on some grass and to stop them, no matter where they are, the 1 yard line, the half yard line, the 10, 15, no matter where we get on that field, we got to have that mindset of these guys are not scoring. At least they're going to get us a field goal, and we're trying to get a turnover. So it's just that mindset that we try to have every time we step on that field.
What was the approach on the obviously holding them there at the end inside the five and then getting the punt that ultimately, you know, the special teams were able to win this thing after y'all got that stop? What was the conversation? I understand everybody's just doing their job and all the coach speak stuff, Henry, but like what was the mindset in that moment? Is it we got to go, let's go win this game right now, or is it, hey, we just play defense?
Let's go win this thing. Let's go win this thing. That's our mindset all the time. Let's go win this damn thing. Like, let's get this stop. We knew we had three timeouts, so let's get this stop. Let's try to force them to punt backed up, and let's give our offense an opportunity. So getting that stop was huge, man.
Hey, I feel like both of y'all are being kind of kind about it, but let's be honest, Henry. They bailed y'all out a little bit. They threw the ball. They should have been playing for time and possession. And they threw the ball, and y'all made y'all's plays throughout the game. Honestly, like it was a great performance. But to be honest, man, the way they managed that game at the end, salute to the Bills coaching staff for doing y'all some favors, man, for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we definitely could play a lot cleaner football, but yeah, 100%.
Hey, playing next to Azeez, I think one of the craziest stories of last week, especially after watching the film, watching the game, and seeing how well he played, was to hear DeMeco talking about, one, he was extremely sick before the game, and then hearing him talk about after that first series, he was almost like, hey, man, we're going to sit you down if we can't get that right. I mean, clearly, just from your perspective, speak on how sick he was and how impressive it was for him to play like he did under those conditions.
Man, that boy was sick, man. He was scaring me. He was sick. I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, are you good, bro? Like, I seen him Saturday, and you know, he just wasn't looking like Azeez. And I was like, all right. But you know, Sunday came, man, and he done put his game face on. He done did what Azeez does best and perform. So, man, that's a dog right there. Only a few people I know that can do that, and he's one of them.
So I caught your reaction to Neville Hewitt's wrestling move that he tried on that kick return. Can we expect anything? I mean, you are admittedly more nimble and better shape these days, playing the best football of your life. Henry, I just want to know, can we expect something like you or something like that from you trying to one-up Neville Hewitt and some of the acrobatics?
Hey, if I do a front flip and RKO somebody, man, y'all done heard it here first. I'm going to try it.
Oh, that's big, man. Hey, last thing, Henry, before we let you go, man, is the way that you have performed, again, leading the Texans in tackles, obviously Azeez playing lights out. Man, when y'all get Christian Harris back, this linebacker crew is going to be at least front line. I don't study the depth of other teams around the NFL, but at least you three leading the charge at that linebacker position, that's going to be a crazy group of linebackers right there, man.
Man, yeah, man. That just puts a smile on my face because you guys know Christian is, you know, one of my bestest friends, man. And just to be able to have him back out there, man, it's going to be great. You know, we miss him. That's my dog, man, and I love that guy. And can't wait to get him back.
All right, that's Henry Toa, inside linebacker for the Houston Texans, leading tackler for your Houston Texans.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.